This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us today. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli, broadcasting 2 hours a day, 5 days a week from the Ozarks in Missouri. For now. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running, 605-477-3249. It's up 24 hours a day. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Welcome, Rick.
On the wind-up. Oh, it's just outside.
Yeah. Hey, Rick.
Yeah, I know, man. I wished I knew what was going on.
Well, you know,
there's so many things failing now. My website is on again, off again, like someone is arbitrarily sending Morse code, on, gallop off, not gone off, on. What is going on? No webmaster, okay. No tech support, okay. No, I'm abandoned and discarded, and I can't figure it all out. So I can do anything, but it takes time. And what this is, it stopped me writing.
Okay,
I don't have any time to write anymore. Just trying to fix things that break. My mind,
it's just like that.
My body, my head.
Since you mentioned that.
Since I mentioned it.
Yeah. Well, here's what I did. For my own amusement, I wanted to see, I've been saying something like this when we introduce a new instructor. For those of you new to the class, there are over 250 of us here at USA Prepares, experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're dentists, medical doctors, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, researchers, authors, physicists, and we're students rising to become instructor. Over the next few weeks, you'll meet even more of us. None of us is capable of holding down a job, okay? I say something like that. Okay, so for my own amusement, I decided to call the Chinese factory outlet, Walmart, and see what it's like to apply for a job. So I called the gal, I got the control tower, the gal at the control tower, and it's like, what do you want? And I said, well, I'd like to talk to somebody about what do you do to apply for a job? And she said, well, you come into the store and use the kiosk or you apply online. And I said, I don't want to do that. I would like to talk to somebody. Well, we don't do that. You don't do that. I said, well, I don't want to apply via an AI. I want to talk to. I'd like to talk to the manager. Can I talk to the store manager? No, I can't do that. You have to apply online. And she said, well, that's what I did. She applied online. And she said, what you do is you pick the field or the area of the store where you would like to be stationed. So check the box that fits what you want to do. And I said, well, I can do everything you've got. I can fix your microwave communication system. I can fix your computers. I can be the salesperson in the automotive department selling tires, advising customers on service in the automotive shop you've got there. I can be a customer service representative. I can be your accountant in the back room. I can do every job you've got.
Including yours. should have said. Yeah, that ought to do it.
Well, you know, I said, you know, I don't want you to think I'm being braggadocious, but I really believe I can. She said, I think you can. And I said, so what do I do? She said, well, you know, come in store or you go online. And I said, well, what box do I check? Because I'm interested in all of those boxes. She said, well, check them all. What I'm saying, Rick, is you might want to try that. I mean, if you can find, you know, 30 minutes.
No, I'll tell you what happened. Yesterday, I did a very important radio interview. In fact, an old friend, Rex Baer, he's a Little League Project. And this is my third time on with him, and he so loved me. I'm booked again for next month, you know, four times with Rex Baer. And he gave me a list of words I can't use. You know, you have them for swearing and, you know, curse words or whatever that will get you kicked off the air. Well, Rex has a list that will get him kicked off radio. AI listening. They have, it's a fine tooth comb. You can't use this word because it'll send that flag up. If you use this word, okay, freedom of speech has now been gone because of AIs. It isn't about swear words and GNC's policy anymore. It's gone way, way beyond that.
Well, it's not necessarily GCN. The policy is from
GCN
the federal community.
I know. It's old, from the 50s, certain words that Clarabelle with Howdy Doody can't use. Honk, honk, honk.
But I agree with it. I agree with it.
Maybe.
I don't think.
But millennials.
Rick, we have been, you and I have been broadcasting for, eight years? Okay.
More.
Never have I said to you, here is a list of words you can't use. Never have I said
that.
Well,
no, and Rex didn't do that either. In fact, he's real cool about that. But he said, if we do these words, this is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And he knows because he's been doing a lot of radio, and it's happened to him. It's happening to everyone. And what happens is you get on a list. Now, what is actually happening is that there is a war right now going on that's non-human. It's an AI war, and it's about algorithms. And the particular war that we're in right now has to do with Google and Apple going against the dark web. And the dark web is going against the green web or whatever that is out there that's another thing. There's a literal war going on where lists are created. If you get your name on that list, and you could be way, way, way down. You know, Alex Jones is at the top, let's say, of that list, and you're way down, maybe 297, whatever. Things happen to you. And that's because they're beta testing on how to make systems fail. Now, this is happening right now. And when I say that, we're talking about taking control of your automobile and causing it to crash. We're talking about getting control of your laundromat, your washer and dryer, and causing it to overflow. We're talking about your computer, and all of a sudden it's running so slow you can't turn it off, you have to hard crash it. The list goes down the line, and most of this has to do with these different war groups that are testing algorithms to cause each other's systems to fail when the timing is right. And so when I told you there's going to be a grid down situation, I mean you can count on it. Now, the bad news is there are systems that take more than a year to close down, like a nuclear power plant. And that's part of where the serious casualties, and I'm using that as a metaphor, that is where the serious casualties are going to happen. And this thing is not even run by humans anymore. This is an AI thing that is gone over the edge and literally out of control. And nobody gets it, and I'm trying to articulate a kind of weapon that none of us have ever even thought about before being used against you because of keywords.
So I remember, years ago,
on your cell phone, in your bedroom at night while you're making love and your phone's listening. There is, it's in every crevice and crack. Let's talk about the Lily D-Wave coming out of your power box, you know, down at the foot of the bed where you plug your light in. I'm saying to you, the thing has gone in on a level of technology that many, including myself, can't even begin to fathom. And it's gone from here to there, and now it's been ramped up. That's why my website is going on again, off again. I get orders and everything works, and now I haven't... Worse, once I get the order, then it gets contaminated as a download, ebook, whatever. I had, in a 3-day period, the switch got turned on, and I had maybe 60, in 3 days, I had 60 orders for a new book I put up called Healing Yourself, which is a really good book on herbology for $3. And every single one of them was contaminated. That means that when you went to download it, it wouldn't either download right or what you downloaded would not open. We'd go in and fix it. That was 60 of them in 3 days. And it would go back to the old thing again, have to fix it again. How many hours do you think my tech support and me had to do making certain that after you had paid your $3, I had to make sure you got the product. And so I moved everything over to Dropbox because that was Bluehost. You know, it's like Ed Marvini said, Bluehost. He didn't even know about Bluehost. Bluehost is FYI, anybody out there, Bluehost is compromised. And I'm going to switch to GoDaddy. I'm going to guess it's compromised. Almost every system is compromised now with the war that's going on between different AIs. And that is what is happening this morning.
Hold that thought for just a second. Bluehost. So I use Bluehost for USAPrepares.com.
They are. I can put
absolutely
that in my email.
Absolutely. And I'm going out on a limb here because they're probably going to, you know, attack me for this. But yes, you're right. And here's how I know. I got an email saying, we're watching you. We've got a camera. You know, we've got it. And you've got to pay us in Bitcoin. Okay. And those were emails that came to me through the Bluehost account, not through any other account.
Yeah, they said that your email is compromised.
Okay, so here's what happened.
And we turned the camera on and we watched you making love to that girl or that guy or whatever.
Or the horse.
Children. I'm not kidding. Here's the thing. Even though you haven't and you have tape over at the thing, they try to blackmail you, and the bad news is when you don't respond, they don't give up. I have one group that has been at me every day for 4.5 years from the Philippines. I don't think they're from the Philippines. I think they're a harassment and part of the war where I got on a list to be harassed with this band.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Website, richardallenmiller.com. That's Richard, A-L-A-N, Miller.com. So, Rick, Bluehost, the web service company, they, years ago, when they were just getting off the ground, they had a really good introductory rate. You could sign up. I think I signed up for 3 years. It's like $100 for 3 years. All of a sudden, the service got slower and slower and slower. And I'd call them up, and they'd go, well, you need a dedicated server. And so I'd have to upgrade to a dedicated. And you need. And there's all these add-ons. And if you want to protect yourself.
Marketing.
Yeah.
Bend over.
Yeah, it looks like the accountants and the marketing team got together for lunch, and they decided, here's what we're going to do.
And they just play.
Right. And my account was taken over or sold, and I called the Bluehost, and I talked to one of the guys, and he slipped. He slipped when I said, you guys did this. You guys let this information out. That's why I'm being attacked. And he admitted, yeah. They tried to cover it up. So what I'm saying is you're absolutely right. It's Bluehost. I really want as little to do with web presence as possible, and I'm not sure exactly what to do.
How does someone like myself become a writer? Okay, I'm going to make
tough.
A plea out here. I need a literary agent now. I need one I can trust. I tried Simon & Schuster, and they are robbing me. Now, I can prove it, Simon & Schuster. Now, with that said, I dare them to take me on. I've got physical proof. Now, with that said, I called my publisher and said, you're using Simon & Schuster to distribute my books? Yes. Are you aware that they da-da-da? I never heard back from my publisher, my original publisher, of some 1972. That's Inner Traditions, Bayer Publishing, the largest one in the world. And I was their second acquisition, and I'm being raped, pillaged, and destroyed. And that's just three titles. I've got other titles. And I'm going to say some things here. I have had enough. I can't even write. Okay, you watch historically what that did for me and what I could do for you. I'm pissed off. And not only that, I'm just in a war zone that's not even run by humans anymore.
Rick, here's the problem. Back around 1980, I was in California, and my car was towed by a company, a towing company. The apartment complex where I was temporarily living decided to call the towing company. They hooked my car on a Sunday night. Monday morning, my car was gone. And I was trying to find my car. And they said, well, you know, it's probably been towed. And, okay, what company? Well, it was a company. So I called them up, and they ran me ragged. And I couldn't find my car. You know, it's in North San Jose, South San Jose, East San Jose. And finally, I called the same guy. These were the days of payphones. And I called him, and I said, look, I want my car. I'm paraphrasing. I want my car. I can't seem to get from you where my car is. If you don't call me back in the next 2 minutes at this number, I'm going to take the car I'm currently in, and I'm going to drive it through your front window. And that's because I knew where he was. But what you're talking about, we don't even know if these people are using their correct names, and we don't know where they are. We can't drive our cars through their front window. And if you talk to CenturyLink, you know, you talk to April or May or June, they're all made up names.
Welcome to the New World Order.
I don't like it.
And resistance is futile.
Well, okay, but, okay, somebody told me that. Actually, a bunch of somebodies. And I was talking to a guy I'd never met before, about my age. And he said, yeah, that's the times. We're just going to have to adjust to the times. And I said, no way. I will not adjust to the times. Now, if I were hiring a farmhand, which I would not do, and the guy decided to dye his hair blue, I'd throw his butt off the farm. I wouldn't want to be associated with that. Just for dyeing his hair blue, I will not adjust to the times. I will not lower my standards.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. He was not just a great congressman, he was a great man.
That's what the Senate Minority Leader, Democrat Chuck Schumer, says about Congressman Elijah Cummings, who passed away early today at the age of 68.
He had a combination of being strong when he had to be, and had to be quite often, but also being kind and decent and caring.
While Cummings and President Trump were not good friends politically or personally, President Trump has tweeted that, quote, his work and voice on so many fronts will be hard, if not impossible, to replace. Teachers in Chicago on strike, more than 300,000 students out of class as a result of it. A strong storm system known as a bomb cyclone will be pounding the eastern seaboard from the northern mid-Atlantic to New England today. Wind gusts could exceed 60 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits. Come on, Fred. Maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. David in Illinois, welcome. You're on with Rick Miller.
Hey, how you doing? I tell you what, I heard what you were saying, what's happening to you, and I figured that's exactly what they're doing to me to try to stop me from talking or doing anything. I'm getting hit left and right with, I'm even having to go through the whole insurance approval thing again to prove who I am that I just got done doing. They're overwhelming me, So I can't. They think I can't do anything else. I've even had cops show up to my door saying I called for a wellness call while I was on the phone with you guys on hold. You know.
I'm glad you're starting to see through these cracks. Remember, it was Leonard Cohen that said, the only way the light can get in is if something's broken and cracked. There it is.
And,
read it and wait.
And I'll tell you something else, Vince.
David, hold on 1 second. David, we have an instructor by the name of Steve Engel, who's in Kansas. And it was a weekend evening, you know, close to midnight. And I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the details in front of me. But he's been on the air and he said this several times. So he was up and there was a knock on the door. And he looked through the window to see who it was. And he saw it was the cops. He had his .45 in his right hand. So he transfers, you know, it's the cops. Oh, good, it's the cops. Transfers his .45 to his left hand, opens the door with his right hands. The cops see the gun in his hand, yank him out the door, throw him off the landing onto the ground, and beat him up. He takes a detour to the hospital on the way to being arrested. Or he was arrested before being booked. So he goes to the hospital and gets patched up because they beat him up. And what did they say? They told him the reason they were there is because someone dialed 911, a wellness check. And they said, nobody dialed 911. Well, we got a call. And so they beat him up. And when they saw that he had a gun in his left hand, and he, by the way, he was holding the gun by the muzzle. Okay, he wasn't holding it by the grip. He was holding it to show them that, yeah, he's got it, but he's not going to shoot because you can't pull the trigger from the barrel. You just can't do it with your left hand. And they beat him up. So please continue.
I can comment that on that real quick. Now, here's the thing. When they go, he's going to wind up getting a lawyer that's going to plea bargain the charges down. In the end, they still get a case conviction. They don't care. I've seen it all the time. They stack the charges up. They get something on record that they were. In this way, it shows when they argue, they were justified.
Okay. Let me put an exclamation point on that. So I went to a convention in the big city, Springfield, Missouri. And I was there with one of our instructors, a doctor. And the police, you know, I was talking to, I knew a lot of people there. And the police came up to me, and there were three of them in front of me. I didn't realize there was one behind me, too. So it's four of these guys. And they said, are you Vincent Finelli? Yeah, what's up? Come with us. Did I do something wrong? Please, you know, come with us. Did you see me do something wrong? Please come with us. Or what? Or you're going to jail. Because somebody called 911. He's here. Finelli's here. Twice that has happened to me. So if you think I'm going to carry a cell phone and say, hey, y'all, you just want to have at it, just track me by my cell phone and just, this is nuts. This is nuts. And you've heard of swatting where people get killed. Never call 911. Never call 911. How many stories have you heard where the police enter somebody's apartment or house and kill them?
And that's a policy. So, that's a training and a policy thing.
There was a story, and I'm paraphrasing this. So this guy stabs his mother. Kills her. A 30-something-year-old. Gets on the phone, calls 911. He's out of breath. My father just stabbed my mother. And the cops come running.
Was that last night with Tarzan's son?
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that article.
He blamed it on his father. The cops come, and the guy, the son, who actually killed the mother, gets killed by the cops. And he's trying to pin it on his dad. And that's another thing that maybe we can talk about today. Out of control, nutty, beyond stupid millennials, not all of them, but no. Way too many of them. don't know how to behave. Yes.
No. Yeah. He would send me videos of things they got away with in shootings all the time. And it would be disturbing for me to see them, but I always felt I had no choice. So I would try to talk him into trying to, after all this time, trying to see that, don't you see what you're doing's wrong? But I'll show you how bad these, their training and their policies are out of control. He himself and his older guys were terrified to go out and carry their sidearm because they wouldn't get time to enough time to show their badge when there's a new rookie on the street. They were even scared.
Wait, hang on. David, would you please tell our class, when you say he, who are you talking about? I know
who
you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can get confused. My father. And just really quick, so people think this isn't just, oh, a here or there. I probably spent three to four total years in school. All the rest of the time I was hidden with badges all the way up from FBI people. I was there watching what they were doing. And then when I finally got away, I only probably was out on my own where he couldn't find me for a year and a half. After that, he kept using federal resources to find out where I was. And now they're showing me pictures, telling me about case files, sharing classified information. Him and his group figured the more they shared with me, if the agency that was looking for me found me, they would never allow me to get on the stand. So that's why. But I figured I had to try to do something. So
I was just called yesterday by a 69-year-old police officer that has asked me to write a screenplay around his book called Once Upon a Time in San Quentin. And I'm meeting with him this week to see his pictures that he took of San Quentin, and we're going to start writing a screenplay that I'm going to give to Hollywood. And this is a local guy that grew up in San Quentin. His father was a prison guard, and then he was. And what he saw and the way law enforcement was during that period when they finally closed down San Quentin. I used to play tennis and would go to the different prisons to play with inmates because they couldn't find competition enough that was good. And so they would bring people like me in to give, you know, inmates the ability to play against someone that knew how to play tennis so that they had some kind of recreational thing going on. Our prison systems today are broken. And people that go to jail do not come out rehabilitated anymore.
Oh, no, that's not what it's for. They're a resource. They're a commodity, I guess you
would say. That is correct. That is correct. And I'm going to make certain that that message comes across in the screenplay I'm going to help this man write.
Gentlemen, in Virginia, there is an abandoned textile factory in the town I lived in. And it was abandoned for years. It was Shaw Carpet, Shaw, S-H-A-W. And all of a sudden, that building became a focal point of discussion. And that's because it was going to be converted into a private prison. 300 inmates, you know, doing the last part of their stretch. Oh, you don't have to worry about these guys because, heck, you know, they only have like less than a year to go. They're not gonna jump the fence. They're gonna behave because it's only less than a year to go. And nobody could figure out exactly what this was all about. Here's what it's about: private prisons in a carpet factory would give these prisoners jobs. They would be making carpet. This is like worse than China. Taking people, incarcerating them, and then giving them jobs that they will have to do in order, I guess, not to be beaten. So free labor, or almost free labor. Have you heard of that, David?
Labor. Oh, yeah. Yeah, dirt cheap labor. They hardly pay them anything at all. Mm-hmm. I mean,
they used to make license plates, right? They used to make license plates.
They used to make. Plus, it was people that, you know, what I knew about it years ago, there was also somewhat of a, like a volunteer thing. You want to sign up to go work on a road crew to get out, you know, and if your behavior was good enough, you know. And it was an incentive thing there, but now it's all, you're here. If you want this extra goodie or this pack of cigarettes, you have to pay $12 for it or whatever. Or if you want to make a phone call, that's $5 or whatever. I mean, I don't know the exact number. I don't know. I'm just giving you, you know, an example. So how do they do that? They go work it off for pennies of what we're making outside. And they're busting their butt. Mm-hmm. You know.
You have any comments for what?
You're not going to save them all. You can't rehabilitate them all.
Okay. I agree. All right. Well, here's something that I wanted to mention. And since you called in, I'd like to talk to both of you about this. So here's an article on the Internet. Zero Hedge. Headline, quote, school-to-prison pipeline exposed as 30,000, they use the word kids, I would use the word children, 30,000 kids under age 10 arrested since 2013. So what happens is there might be a scuffle in school, and instead of going to the principal's office and say, look, you guys, you're going to be in school suspension. You're going to sit and look at the wall for a day. It's not polite to fight with each other. Now what they do is they call the cops. They call the cops, and these children get arrested. And it's not working so well. And they call these, there's a special term for these officers who are in school. What is it called? Security something officer? That's what they have in schools now? Okay. It's called a school resource officer, SRO.
Right.
And these guys are, you know, guys with, like, badges, and they, and if a child gets out of hand, these guys will flop them on the ground, slam them on the ground, slam them on the floor, slam them on the concrete, slam them over the desks. This is what happens. School to jail. That's where we are right now. And I don't know why parents aren't doing something about it. I don't know why parents have seen, I guess, have abandoned their children from the hours of 7 o'clock in the morning when they get on a bus to 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they get home off the bus. Other than that, they've walked away from their children. I don't know why they're not storming the schools and carrying out the principals and the superintendents, you know, hands and legs, carrying them out, saying, you know what, you're not here anymore. I don't know. I don't get it. I'd be livid if it happened to my son or my daughter and they got arrested for, you know, sent to jail for the day or two or three or a week.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot.
It's thinning everywhere.
You're gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude, put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, Rick mentioned that we're out of control. Nothing's working. Everything's failing, and I'm paraphrasing, and I totally agree. I'm going to prove it to you. So there's an article on the internet, thefreethoughtproject.com, and I tell you the date, except it's not here. It is. Looks like September 23rd, 2019, Orlando, Florida. So a six-year-old child at an elementary school kicked another child. The cops were called, and the six-year-old was hauled away in handcuffs, booked, arrested. And the grandmother got a call, you know, come get your child. We are now arresting six-year-olds. Over 3,000 children under the age of 10, more like 3,500, have been arrested in 2018. This is out of control. So here's a couple comments, and I'd love to hear what David and Rick think. So almost every day I hear a story from someone. I'm not talking about reading a story. I hear a story. Young people screaming at their parents. I'm talking about young adolescents. I'm talking about millennials screaming at their parents, screaming at their mothers, I hate you. Where does that come from? I see distracted drivers, totally oblivious that they're behind the wheel, texting, talking on the phone. I've read stories about angry customers at a drive-thru, and they go ballistic because the fast food joint is out of chicken. Cops are shooting people in their own homes, the wrong apartments. People are taking selfies and videos and having their friends video them while they lick ice cream at the freezer door of Walmart and then put the ice cream back. You've heard that story. The internet is now a free-for-all. We have a circus called the Democrat primary where insults are hurled. It's okay. I don't ever remember when I was growing up any lack of respect on stage that we now hear. Alleged comedians, F this, F that, they can't deliver without profanity. People leave their shopping carts everywhere. You go to the restroom and you can't stand with your legs far enough apart not to stand in a puddle of pee. The toilets don't get flushed. We have absolutely devolved as a society. It's miserable. I don't want to leave the farm. David, is it like that in Illinois?
Yeah. I, for example, I took my wife out last week, and she went to use, we don't like using the public bathrooms at all. But she had to use the bathroom, and they said, look, you got to wait. And somebody, and I'm like, we looked in there, she went in there, she said, we got to clean it up. And I'm like, I look down, I'm like, how in the heck in this day and age does somebody not know how to use a modern toilet where it's everywhere?
It gets worse. I went to Colonel Sanders, unfortunately, yesterday for a quick lunch. And in order to use their bathroom, you have to be given a code to dial it in so you can get into the thing, because they're just not letting people in and out of a bathroom. You have to ask for the code to dial in now.
Now, here's one better for you. You always ask, Vince, about people in looking down at their phones. They actually have an app in California, had it for a while, to show you where all the human waste is so you don't, it's updated constantly. So I'm like, this has got to be not serious, you know, but it is. And they had videos where they showed women at a cashier, while they're at a cashier, standing there using the facilities. You know, how did we get to this point?
And that's what I wanted to ask Rick. And I find one common denominator in all of this. Cell phones. There's a cell phone in every bit of this AI, the tracking. The police have them. I see the police driving their police cars on their cell phones. I don't know what they're doing, but they're on the cell phones. And I know they have two-way radios. I know that because they have the microphone right at their shoulder. They have two-way radios, but yet they're on, maybe they're talking to their, you know, their girlfriend.
They carry more than one cell phone.
Mm-hmm. They're on the cell phones while they're driving. People are on the cell phones while they're driving. People are zombies in the store shopping, have no idea what they're doing. They're on the cell phones. And we, there are people at the urinals. You can hear people in the stalls in the bathroom. You hear these loud explosions, and they're still talking on their phone. Gentlemen, when we come back, would you like to weigh in? Is that the common denominator? I think it is. I think it's the electromagnetic radiation, and there's some hook. There is some hook with cell phones that people just won't put them down, and I think it's going to be the ending technology for our society. Cell phones. Smartphones. I think it's going to kill us. I'd love to hear what you guys think when we come back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.